Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Nibbling on sponge cake. Watching the sun.
Let's set the scene, Paul. Kick back. Well, let's first, Chad, let's rewind like 2 months. Paul begins bragging that he's going to the beach.
Yes. Okay? Oh, it's a 2 month process.
Going to the beach.
Paul leading
beach,
into
beach,
a vacation
beach.
Is like a 2 month buildup.
After 7 years of this show, ripping apart the Gulf, anything anti East Coast, right?
Yeah, the Gulf is not a beach. The real beach or the ocean if you go to the Atlantic Ocean.
It's not the ocean.
On his final day prior to vacation, he lets it slip in the hallway. Away from us, he didn't think we were listening. He lets it slip that he's headed to the Gulf.
30A.
For vacation.
Yes.
And I proceeded to follow him out in the parking lot and just let him have it. Over the fact that he was vacationing on the beach in the Gulf. Where this, many go.
This is complete nonsense by you guys.
All of Williamson County.
This is the third time I've gone to the Gulf. It's every other year. We go with the same group of families. And the beach is there. After I came back from the first time, I told you it's a lot better than I thought. We're at a nice end of the beach where all of the kind of people I'm scared of aren't, which I hear about. Where that Chad, you went to a bachelor party down there and there were hypodermic needles and tattoo needles scattered all around.
Because there's none of that on the Jersey Shore where Paul prefers.
But
I mean,
listen,
are we living in reality here?
No,
that's your beach.
I'm not hiding that I went to the Gulf. I like the Gulf. It's not the Caribbean, but it's nice. And the sand is nice and the water's nice and generally calm.
So let's get to your Twitter beef.
All right. So Clay tweets, Sugar Shack at Rosemary Beach time, which, by the way, we were there at least three times with Simon. Thanks to all the OutKick crew who have said hi down on 30A. Best beaches in the continental U.S. down here. Now, that's preposterous. This is the provincial. It's where I go, so it's the best. Now,
you're never guilty of that?
I am guilty of it, but I admit when I'm guilty of it, all right? Now, I've been to all kind of beaches. I am partial to my home beach, which I understand is me being partial to my home beach. Avon-by-the-Sea, which is pronounced Avon, but I can't get myself to say it that way. But I've been to Duck, North Carolina, and it is a superb beach. I've been to Rehoboth, Delaware.
I've never heard of that.
And it's a superb, it's on the Outer Banks. I've been to Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, and it's a superb beach. Now, Clay makes the case that we went back and forth. It was friendly banter. But everybody, of course, on Clay's side, yes, it's the greatest place. It's the greatest place. Most of the people who follow Clay and find it to be the greatest place find it to be the greatest place largely because, drum roll please, it's the only place they've ever been. Okay? And they make it like, oh, Florida's the best. Florida's the best. I hate to break it to you, but most of Florida's coast, or a good share of it, is actually on the Atlantic. Now, Clay says, Atlantic beaches are ugly and cold. Now, I told him he needed to debap on the cold. When it's hot outside, what you want is to go into cool water, not into bath water. If you're somebody who grew up wanting to go into bath water at the ocean or the Gulf, you and I are not of the same ilk. I like to go to the beach and get hot and then go get refreshed by getting into water that is not 72-degree bath water. Or 72-degree bath water is actually not bad. Now, and ugly. Look, light blue water in the Gulf is pretty nice. I could tell you after the oil spill, it wasn't that pretty. But I like foamy water that has crashing waves in it. That's what I like at a beach. Now, if you're debapping and you don't want to be pushed over by a wave, you know, that's fine.
Let's let Clay defend himself. Clay Travis joins us on the Midday 180. Clay, your thoughts.
I have, first of all, a five-part beach analysis here that I think everyone who hears it is going to listen to and say, by God, he's completely nailed it. All right.
Of course, because these are all your people who go to your beach. Your half of them are housed at your mansion.
Let him get to his five-part analysis.
Before I get to the five-part analysis, I also want to begin by saying this. Remember, I lived in the Caribbean for 2 years.
Because you couldn't practice law in America at the time.
No. The U.S. Virgin Islands, I had an offer to practice law in Nashville, or I had an offer to practice law in the United States Virgin Islands, and we were getting married, and we were like, let's have some fun, let's take a risk, we don't have any kids.
Let's have a pudding strike.
Yeah, so we moved to the United States Virgin Islands, took the bar exam there, took the bar exam here. But so I have been all over the Caribbean. Like, I think compared to the average Tennessean, I have probably been to more Caribbean beaches than any of them have on average by far. I've lived on a Caribbean beach. So I specifically said continental United States, but I think my beach bona fides are pretty good given that I lived in the Caribbean. I've been all over Puerto Rico. I've been all over the U.S. Virgin Islands, British Virgin Islands, Caribbean islands in general.
I agree. The Caribbean's spectacular. We're in agreement on that.
Okay. So I'm saying just the continental United States, i.e. just you can drive to it. Here are my five criteria. Number one, to me, the most important, water temperature, i.e., can you swim there, and how many months can you swim there? So having warm water means that if you go to the Gulf, you can go into the Gulf of Mexico and any of those beaches down there easily, depending on your water temperature tolerance, from, I would say, and I've done this, November in the cold time, to all the way back until March easily, maybe February. So you're talking about basically a nine-month beach season. Now, I balance that out. This is a balance.
Hold on. Are we going point by point? Can I go on the water temperature?
No, let me give you the five, and then you can assess them. All right. Two, access to water. In other words, there are beautiful beaches. I've driven all down the coast in California, and you come around a corner, and you're like, my God, this is majestic. This is unbelievable. It's a mountain or it's a rock, and you can't actually get down to the water. So it can be beautiful and majestic, but you actually have to be able to get to the water for either swimming or sunbathing, i.e., is there a beach there? There are lots of beautiful, mountains into the sea, everything else. That doesn't count. Third criteria, beauty. Is the water clean and aesthetically pleasing when you look at it? This is my problem with much of the Atlantic Ocean. It's an ugly water. It's not the kind of place you want to go swimming in. This is why I prefer clean, clear lake. I would prefer to be able to see my hand in the water, like the viscosity factor there. If I can see my foot in the water, I like it a lot more than if I can't see my foot in the water. That's the first three. So water temperature, access to the water. Three is beauty. Four, quality of the beach. Is it sandy or is it rocky? Is the sand something you would want to lay on? Is it a powdery sugar white sand such as exists in the Gulf Coast region? Or is it almost entirely rocks as might exist in, for instance, Northern California or Maine, where I have been to two different beaches there, or even a discolored beach where it's not a, kind of white sandy beach. I was just down in Costa Rica. I liked it, but they had the brown sand. I'm not as much of a fan of the brown sand as I am the powdery white sand. That might be racism now that I think about it. It could be that I'm racist.
Bomani's going to cover that tomorrow on his show.
What I heard is Clay's a big fan of powdery white substances.
Powdery white. And also, you can do cocaine and people don't see you. You might be snorting.
The series ended last night.
Look, the series ended before it started. I never thought Cleveland had a chance to win it. They're going to go back to Cleveland. They're going to start getting some calls. It's going to go their way. J.R. Smith's going to start knocking down long-range threes. He's going to know the score.
He'll play confident.
He's going to know the situation. It's going to be a miracle. A miracle.
So to recap, Clay Travis, who was just joining us, about his five criteria, he's about to give us his fifth, but what I wrote down, water temperature, ability to access the water, beauty, and sand quality.
I like this analysis so far. This is in-detailed, in-depth analysis.
I like what he's bringing, but you're going to like what the responses are. Number five.
Number five on the list, cost to reach. I think this is big because I'm sure the beaches of Fiji are beautiful. You're probably not going to take your whole family to the beaches of Fiji and be able to experience them, which is why I say continental United States matters. Cost to reach matters. This is where you DYB defend your beach because if you can make it to the beach like I just did, I drove back yesterday, 6.5 hours in the car from Williamson County to Rosemary Beach, where I have a beach home. Not to brag, but I have a beach home.
Yes, we know.
And it's very lovely. It's very expensive. I think that matters. So all of these things factor in my five criteria. I believe the Gulf Coast beaches from basically Gulf Shore, which I have seen all the way through Pensacola, all the way through down to Panama City Beach, are the best, most beautiful beaches in the entirety of the continental United States.
All right. So water temperature, for one. You go to the beach when it's warm, and you're warm. Then you want to go into a refreshingly cool water. I'm not talking freezing. You're not putting on you don't want to have to put on a wetsuit. You're raising places like Northern California and Maine. You don't swim in those places. Those are also the places with the rocks that you're talking about to prevent the access, and that are not, those places are not factors here. Water temperature, I want it somewhat cold. It's refreshing. Then you get out, you reheat, you have a drink, you go get a hot dog. You get hot again, you go back into the cold water, repeat. This is the cycle of life.
So what's not refreshing about the beach you were just at?
It was not bad, but it was a little warm.
I've never been in bathwater ocean. Like, it's always refreshing.
Oh, no. The Caribbean oftentimes, I mean, it's refreshing, but it's pretty warm.
Okay. Well, I've not been to the Caribbean.
I like cold. This access to water issue is a non-question. There's no good swimming beach that you can't access. That's why it's a good swimming beach, because you can get there to swim. He's making it like you have to walk through some kind of maze to get to Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, or Delray Beach, Florida, or Avon, New Jersey, or Duck. They're all right there.
Hold on. Let me be clear. This is a lot knocking out a lot of Southern California beaches, because Southern California beach life is a big deal.
I get a parking spot in Laguna anytime I'm down there. You drive around a little bit, you walk 5 minutes. Is that too much of a walk?
This is turning into a contest.
Is that too much of a walk? Is that a D-back of a walk?
Many of the most beautiful beaches are not accessible because they don't actually have beaches that are designed to be for hanging out on, right? They're rocky. They got mountainous terrain. I'll give you an example. I lived in the United States Virgin Islands. We overlooked Megan's Bay, which is consistently rated one of the most beautiful beaches in the world. Our part of Megan's Bay that we overlooked, we could not get to the water, even though our view and the water there was more beautiful than the main
beach. Sure, but the beautiful beaches you're talking about are not the beaches people are going to swim. You're creating a blockade here that's not necessary. These beaches aren't even on the list. You had a beautiful beach, but at the bay that you're talking about, but it's not a swimming factor, the access thing. Beauty, clean, aesthetically pleasing, I agree. But I think that you're downgrading a lot of East Coast beaches that are maybe not quite Gulf Coast quality. But
Paul, give us your favorite beach.
Awfully good look. My favorite beach, and this is my home beach, is Avon by the Sea in New Jersey. But I love Duck, North Carolina.
I'm trying to look up some pictures there.
Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. Quality of beach, sandy versus rocky. This is quintessential Clay. He's creating a debate here that doesn't exist. No one has ever said, I love rocky beaches. I want to go swim on rocky beaches. I prefer rocky beaches to white, powdery, sandy beaches. There's not a person in the world arguing the other side of this argument that he's created. Of course, nobody's saying they want to swim at Pebble Beach in Northern California, which is all rocky, or in Maine, where it's always freezing. These aren't places that are in the continental United States conversation. You're injecting them into the continental United States conversation because it makes the beach you're arguing for look better. And here's the other thing, the seasonal thing. You want warm water in February, and you want warm water in November. Well, so do I. So if I'm going to the beach in November, I go to a beach where the water's warm enough. But in the summer, where I have my choice of all beaches, I go to the best beaches, if I can, which don't happen to be the ones where you own a house. Maybe some of them are good because of that. But I'll adapt based on the season. I can go based on this cost to reach to different beaches at different seasons. So clearly, if I'm going to the beach in November, I'm not going to Avon, New Jersey. But if I'm going to the beach in July, I would very happily go to Avon, New Jersey. Cost to reach is another moot category here, generally speaking, because we're going continental U.S. Now, all of a sudden, cost to reach is a factor for Clay, who's telling us of his millions of dollars of real estate in Florida and consistently tells us how rich he is.
Unlike you, I like to think about not only the big people like me,
but also the little people.
I'm a man of the people. And so,
yeah, here's what the problem is with the little people. The little people.
To be like Scrooge McDuck diving into the gold bullion. But I remember when I didn't have gold bullion to dive into, and I want to reach out my hand and lift up everyone.
I think that's a beautiful philosophy, but I'm going to say this. When you're talking about the little people, one of your biggest concerns, that a thread that's weaved through this, is you're concerned with something getting little below the belt, and you're unwilling to get into a chilly water because you might have some shrinkage and get little down there. Those are the little people you're worried about.
I will be honest with you.
Are we all?
I would not want to star in a porn movie after coming out of the Fox North.
I don't think they're knocking down your door for that gig, Chief. Though you have the beard for it.
Money, I will do anything. But here's the deal. I went to school on the East Coast, not as far up on the East Coast as Paul, but I heard all the time about how great the Hamptons were. You hear about the Hamptons all the time. I'm going up there for the U.S. Open next weekend in the Hamptons.
They're too rich for Clay up there. He hated it. Too rich.
I know. I went to the Hamptons, all right? I went to the Hamptons expecting for this place, because you hear, like, the Hamptons, people would argue, is the exact opposite of the Redneck Riviera, right? Like, they pejoratively will say, oh, Panama City, Destin, that whole area, Gulf Shores, that's the Redneck Riviera. That's where all the rednecks go. And frankly, all of my relatives are rednecks. I've probably got some redneck in me, too. So it doesn't really bother me. I don't think it's that pejorative. But I was like, what are these Hamptons going to be like? Went to the Hamptons beaches, trash. Absolute trash beaches. People are paying $40 million to have houses on these beaches, and I say that they're all damn fools. They've never actually seen a good beach. The only place that can contend with the Gulf Coast beaches, and I don't think they're as good looking. I don't think the sand is as good. The one advantage they have is what he mentioned, the year-round quality of the weather. If you go to South Beach, if you go down to the Miami area, very South Florida, the water is pretty there. Not like Caribbean blue, not as pretty as the Gulf Coast, and the beaches aren't as nice. But that's the only place in the continental United States that can contend with the Gulf Coast.
Well, I've made my biggest tactical error by not bringing up the biggest factor until now. But the number one thing I want in a beach are waves. I understand you don't want to get tossed. You don't want to get tossed around. You're a little slight and you can't stand firmly in there, put your ass into a wave or go under it or body surf, which is the greatest thing known to man.
Are you saying
you just want to sip a drink standing out there?
Oh, you're saying
the guy who came back scraped up from a wave.
I'm proud to get scraped up. I want to fight waves and get scraped up.
Clay's also bigger than you are. You keep saying he's slight. He's bigger than you.
He's taller than I am, but he's slighter than I am.
I don't know. He's bigger than you.
I am 6'1", 185-ish.
Well, I got the 185-ish part down.
I think that the wave, this is where we fundamentally disagree. I want a beach without waves. I think
that's called
a
lake.
On a day when you can go to the Gulf Coast, and there are some, like right now I'm talking to you guys, I got a picture that I took a couple of years ago of the Gulf Coast looking like a lake. You can see all the fish. You can see all the seashells. I love when it's flat and smooth and there isn't barely a wave at all. Every kid, all the creatures of the world are united together in this beautiful crystalline water. You don't have to worry about your kid getting undertowed and swept out to sea and drowning, which is the number one fear of pretty much every parent at the beach. It's perfect. So I am anti-wave. In an ideal world, I would go to a beach without waves.
You should go to the lake. I am pro-wave. Let's end on one big agreement here. The most foolish sign on the Gulf Coast is on the door of the Sugar Shack, which says you need to spend at least $10 to use a credit card. It is impossible to shop there and not spend $10. There's no need for the sign.
I mean, I guess maybe some kids go in and try to buy Smarties or quarters or whatever else. Like this is, but they wouldn't have credit cards. The amount that you now spend, here's my concern.
I think we dropped $35 in there one time.
Yeah, here's my concern, honestly. The 30A area has become so insanely expensive, and I mean this honestly. Like, it used to be, when I was a kid, you go to the beach. I remember going on a church trip, and staying in the crappiest motel on Panama City Beach. And I mean, it was a dump. Like, I mean, we were on a church retreat, and I tell you guys a story. Do you have 2 minutes for this story?
So
the most humiliating thing that I ever did, or that happened to me, was I went to a church in seventh grade. We were out on the jet skis, and there was a, you know, like 18 or 19 year old guy driving the jet ski. And I thought to myself, this is amazing. I get to go on a jet ski. I'd never been on one before. And we get out there, and I swear to God, the security, the lifeguard comes over on his own jet ski because we've tipped over and we can't both get back on. This is old school jet ski. When you fell off one, it was like trying to get back up was impossible, especially if you had two people. And he said, we've spotted two tiger sharks in the area. We are cleaning off the beach. Everybody has to be out of the water. You have to be on the beach. The 19-year-old who's driving this thing, he says to me, hey, hop on. We can't get on. So he says, I'll drag you in. He drags me across the length of Panama City Beach. As we are hitting the waves and bouncing along the surf, my swimsuit comes off. The exhaust is coming off the back. I managed to hook it with my right ankle, but I moved the entirety of Panama City Beach. Seventh grade. Think about seventh grade. All the girls are lined up on the beach. Still the most humiliating moment of my life. But
and that's when
Panama
we're at,
City Beach was affordable for everybody.
That's when we're at our most awkward, right, as boys.
Seventh grade was the worst
year of life
ever for me. Yes.
I think you get 90% hit rate on seventh grade being the worst year.
Oh, and the worst year to get, like, your pants pulled down or to have anything like that happen. But by seventh grade, the worst. Like, seventh and eighth grade, you can't do worse than that. So, most humiliating moment of my life on Panama City Beach. But it's the best beaches in the continental United States, and I'll accept no other answer. I love you guys. You have a great show. Thanks for having me on.
Clay, that was fun.
The great beach debate with Clay Travis and Paul Kuharsky.
Great
that was
beach
excellent.
Debate of 2018.